are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-7098. That's 800-575-7098.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Yes!
So, how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, you pulled me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson baseball moves to 8-0, 6-2 victory over Presbyterian Gamecocks this weekend. College basketball, Kentucky beats South Carolina. Falling ranked teams, BYU, Tennessee, and St. Louis. Football is here. Clemson spring practice today, NFL combine tomorrow. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, February the 25th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Got a bunch of guests coming on. 8:25 this morning. Andrew Oliphant is going to talk about Jacob Bridgman, Clemson alumnus, Chapman High School alumnus, winning on the PGA Tour. At 8:05 this morning, Dane Young, UGASports.com, talking some Georgia basketball, early Georgia baseball. It's Georgia spring practice. And at 7:25 this morning, our Arthur X Sports Medicine segment, where Dr. Steve Martin is going to be here. Also, Dr. Peter McDonald, who is a Winnipeg native, Winnipeg, Canada, who did the nano arthroscopic surgery for Connor Hellenbach, the United States goalkeeper. We'll ask about that knee surgery, him, and talk about butterfly goalies and how that works. Can't wait. It's going to be very interesting here from one of the best, well, two of the best orthopedic surgeons in the world at this point in time. So looking forward to that. Going to talk some college baseball today, some college basketball today, some football today, a little bit of golf with some Ryder Cup news, some things going on there as well. Looking forward to a busy Wednesday show and getting ready for not ready for the weekend yet, but it's going to be another one of the great weekends. The producer that will guide us through it, Mr. Mike Vaughn, again, day two today. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Good to be back with you. I'm not sure. There are a couple of pieces moving around to cover different things here at the station, and I got a chance to sit in again.
Well, so. I'm glad.
And we're also pulling for Will. I know Will's been under the weather a little bit the past couple of days.
I hadn't heard from him. I need to check him and remind him to check on him. I appreciate you mentioning that for sure. How was your Tuesday?
Tuesday was good. It was cold, Mickey. But it felt like as we got closer to the evening, it warmed up a little bit. The wind stopped being so fierce.
Yeah.
So, but this weather coming up this weekend, I'm real excited about that.
Well, you should. We'll have a great day today. Windy. I'm going to play golf today, but it's going to be windy. 20-mile-an-hour winds. With that said, though, rain tomorrow, so no golf tomorrow. But then Friday, Clemson South Carolina baseball down in Columbia, close to 70 degrees. Saturday, over 70 degrees. Sunday, 78 degrees here in Clemson. So, yeah. And get one more cold day next Tuesday, and then we're – let me throw these temperatures out to you, Mike, because you know we love weather, right? 61 today, 62 tomorrow, 65 Friday, 69, 78. Next week, 54, 49. These are highs. Next Wednesday, 66, then 62, then 68. Next Saturday, start next Saturday, 72, 72, 75, 74, 72.
We're close.
Let's go. Let's go. Looking forward to that. How was segment two today? What are we going to do?
Mickey, yesterday we were talking about some broadcast elements, and I talked about something that I experienced when I was a kid. And today I want to see how our vision is. Let's check on our vision.
Let's do it. Looking forward to it. Can't wait for that. Harper is here today, and not only here today, but I was informed yesterday that my two nieces, Julie and Isabella, are coming over, and their friend Harper's coming over for a little fajita night tonight.
Yeah, so I'm going to be with you this morning and tonight.
How about that?
How exciting. I mean, I can't wait.
Looking forward to that. I can't wait for you to meet my kids, my wife and my kids, and we'll
I know.
We'll cook out. We'll do a Blackstone tonight, Mike, because I texted my two nieces and said, what do y'all want? What are the requests for dinner? And I think they're getting sentimental because my niece Julia says, can we come over for dinner one night this week? Well, yeah, anytime. They hadn't done a whole lot of that in their 4 years here, but it flew by. I think she's getting a little sentimental. So anyway.
Oh, I've seen Julia cry actual tears at least 5 times this year about, we're seniors, we're never going to see each other again.
Never. Y'all never.
I'm like, Julia, we all live in South Carolina. We all have a cell phone.
Yeah, you have FaceTime.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
Harper, for 4 years, Mickey has been making me hungry every morning that I sit in this chair talking about his Blackstone and his green
egg. You should come over, too.
Mike, come over.
But you can be my guest.
Let me watch this. Mike's working something tonight. Welcome, Mike. You're welcome. You got to get to my nieces, though.
You know, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
But we got band practice tonight.
See?
What?
Getting the band back together.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that later.
Speaking of band practice, I talked to Larry Williams yesterday for an hour about his band.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten to see those guys, but that's been on my bucket list.
He's got two bands, actually. He drums in two bands. One of them, he's one of two drummers, and there's a strategy with two drummers, kind of like a lead guitar and a rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
But I learned so much about music yesterday.
Now, that's the Grateful Dead
one of them.
They play
the Grateful Brothers.
The Grateful Brothers, right?
Yes. One of his two bands.
Now, is the Grateful Brothers where they have two drummers?
I don't think so. I think it's the other band.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. Anyway, I learned an awful lot about music yesterday, so that's good. Really good. Speaking of cold, had a cold night last night. Drake Plotter out at Clemson Central Rec, 8-under baseball evaluations last night. And he did great. He's looking forward to it. It's going to be a great season. One thing we didn't know is, didn't think about it, but tried his cleats on from last baseball season. Way too small. Dad dropped the ball, so we got to get some cleats here in the next couple of days. He's getting ready for baseball practice. But he did great. Looking forward to that. And can't wait. It's going to be a fun time, no doubt about it. At the same time, we were in the car trying to stay warm before that, listening to Clemson baseball. The Tigers got off to a great start yesterday with a four-run bottom of the second inning and a two-run bottom of the fourth inning. Tigers had 7 hits last night, including extra base hits from Purify and Gaffney, including 2 RBIs from Purify. Went 2-for-3 with a run scored and 2 RBIs. McClatty had a couple of more RBIs and a couple of more hits. Tigers had 7 hits on a 6-2 victory over Presbyterian. The Tigers improved to 8-0 now. Clemson, South Carolina at South Carolina on Friday night, neutral site in Columbia on Saturday, and here in Clemson on Sunday. The pitching aspect of it, I got to see a bunch of freshmen going for the Tigers. Dylan Harrison, the right-hander from Fontana, California, big 6'5 kid, went last night for his first start, his second appearance. 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Faced 12 batters and only gave up 1 hit. Then we saw Eston Simpson, the big right-hander from down in Georgia, down in Jefferson, Georgia. So you went back-to-back 6'5 freshman, and he threw strikes as well. This time, 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Then you go with the Alabama transfer, Ariston Vesey, who's a flamethrower out of Peachtree. Now, he's a junior, but he saw his first action as a Tiger, won a scoreless inning with a walk and two strikeouts. Then the Tigers came with another freshman in Peyton Miller, 6'4", 205 freshman from Maryland. Again, big 6'4 kid. Boy, these are big arms coming out. And he went in a scoreless inning. And the only two guys that gave up runs last night, you saw Bennett, who, again, Bennett has great stuff, but just not sure where it's going. Brendan Bennett from Michigan went. And then the other left-hander, Samal, the Georgia Tech transfer, the big 6'7 kid went. Clemson could have faced a good field, a good basketball team last night. A couple 6'5s, a 6'7, a 6'4 in there. But Bennett gave up a couple of hits and a run and a walk, and then Samal gave up a run as well. But the Tigers did hold on. 6-2 win there. Nice win to see. There also hits. Savoy was behind the plate. He got a hit. Also, Foltz got a hit and an RBI, the freshman over at third base. The way it looked last night, McClatty was in right field, and you had Crichton in left field, and Savoy was behind the plate. And so you had it third bases over at Foltz, and center field was Clavon, and so DH last night was Gerald. So a little bit different lineup for the Tigers defensively, at least last night, coming from that. But a nice win there for sure. Rest of D1 baseball from last night. 8th-ranked North Carolina, 14th-ranked NC State, 9th-ranked Coastal Carolina, all won. Tennessee, 20th-ranked Tennessee, got back on the right side of things. 5th-ranked Georgia Tech fell to Georgia State. That was one loss. 6th-ranked Arkansas lost to Arkansas State. So you had two top sixes lose at home last night to their in-state mid-majors. Georgia Tech losing 9-4 to Georgia State, and Arkansas losing 12-4 to Arkansas State. Besides that, winners, 4th-ranked Mississippi State down Austin Peay, and 16th-ranked Wake Forest beat UNC Greensboro. 25th-ranked Ole Miss down Southeast Missouri State. 13th-ranked Arizona. I mean, Oklahoma fell to Arizona State. 15-3, not good there. 10th-ranked Florida down Florida International, 17-11. 23rd-ranked A&M beat Lamar, 25-5. Alabama fell to 12th-ranked Southern Miss. 2nd-ranked LSU lost last night to McNeese. So we had three top sixes lose.
Man.
Four. Top-ranked UCLA to CNS lost to San Diego State. Let's say four of the top six teams in the country lost last night in college baseball. How about that? So, interesting stuff there for sure. College basketball last night, a lot of ranked action, including Duke beat Notre Dame in South Bend by 44. I wonder if Notre Dame wore those the Bend uniforms last night. 2nd-ranked Arizona, 87-80 at Baylor. 3rd-ranked Michigan, 77-67 at home against Minnesota. 4th-ranked Iowa State went to Utah, 175-59. Virginia got just a huge win last night. Virginia down NC State, 91-61. Virginia's really good, ranked 11th in the country. Now, they're fighting for a 2 or 3 seed here. Texas Tech ranked 16th in the country down Cincinnati, 80-68. It was 19th-ranked BYU falling again, this time to Central Florida at home, 97-84. 21st, Miami, Ohio, they stay undefeated, 28-0. They go to Eastern Michigan and win by 10. 22nd-ranked Tennessee, Rick Barnes' club, fell at Missouri. Madam Chair Price, as far as that goes. And then 23rd-ranked St. Louis fell at Dayton last night. ACC non-ranked action from an evening ago, Miami went to Tallahassee and got an 83-73 win. And in the SEC in college basketball last night, non-ranked action, Oklahoma over Auburn, 91-79. And South Carolina about to be euthanized in this season. It's about to be over here in just a couple of short weeks, Gamecock fans. They fall to Kentucky last night. Kentucky goes to Colonial Life Arena and wins 72-63. NFL Combine starts tomorrow. Tomorrow you've got defensive linemen and linebackers. Friday, defensive backs and tight ends. Saturday, quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, and then Sunday, offensive linemen. Clemson spring practice begins today. We'll get into that a little bit later on. And we have the news that the PGA is pushing Tiger Woods for an answer whether he wants to be the Ryder Cup captain in Ireland in 2027. I'll tell you about that. He's the only candidate, supposedly, at this point in time. I have one rule change in college football we'll talk about today and one that I want to have a rule change. I want to see if we can change one other rule in college football. We'll mention that a little bit later on today. So with that said, busy, very busy Wednesday show. Kicking off, our great friends, I passed by the Patterson Tax Service this morning and saw they did an unbelievable job with getting people's taxes done again yesterday. They'll do it today. Get your taxes done. Get them done right. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. The very best in the business. You know it's going to be done. It's going to run right. Can't wait to see it. It's our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Go ahead and get your appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. Mike, you done your taxes yet?
I'm getting there.
All right. All right. Take care of it. Get it done. Mine are 2 weeks away. 2 weeks till we get our taxes done. Short break. We'll come back talking vision and childhood and baseball with Mike Vaughn in segment two right after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Rely on the upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Peace of mind is the greatest value we can offer. At Ben Mason Insurance, we protect your future, not just your property. From auto to home, business to specialty vehicles, our team in Boiling Springs is committed to serving upstate families and businesses. Visit us at 188 Blaylock Road or call 864-578-7100. Let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Mike, you know this, because you were in construction for a little bit. I used to think, man, our first hour sometimes was people either getting off third shift early, you know, have people having to go to work early or something. A lot of it is construction guys. And so I can ask for a text right now, like, where are you headed to? What's your job site today? And a lot of those guys are trail guys. And so I remember one time my wife and I, when we were renovating our house, we stayed at a complex that Trail was building. And we stayed in one of their first original units, and they're still building out that way. And what amazed me was when I was going to work at like 5:30 in the morning, they were showing up at sites and at 6:45, and I'd be home at 9, like they'd been there for 3 and 4 hours. And so you see these trucks going around. Construction gets started early, man.
Yeah, they do.
You got to get it early. And so I want to say hello to all those trail workers out there today. And I can't thank those men and women enough. It is a different way of doing business. And, you know, I do this all the time, Mike. I ask you to pick out one of their segments. I want to tell you a little bit about what they do there. Commercial, faith-based, industrial, multifamily, healthcare, education, municipalities. Is that reach or nonprofit?
I think today we're going municipalities.
Well, this is where they like doing this because they like being part of the community. And, like, you know, they love building libraries, and they love building city halls, and they love building, you know, police departments, and they love building recreation departments and gymnasiums for people. So Anderson County and Anderson National Guard and the town of Central and the city of Clemson, the city of Easley, city of Greenville, city of Seneca. Multiple projects with all of these. City of Clemson Community Care Building, which we've been to many times. Malden City Hall, Liberty City Hall, Pendleton Town Hall. Pickens County and Oconee County and Greenville County, they do all kinds of stuff there. So the town of Lyman Park, the town of Walhalla, all over the place. You know it. The train depot at Westminster, they did that one. The Wren Park for the city of Anderson, Clemson Little Theater. Clemson Central Recreation Center. Again, they love doing that because they love being part of municipalities and providing great buildings for the great services for the people of the upstate of South Carolina. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I'm being told, speaking of Pendleton, that Hunter has a couple of special guests with us this morning. Good morning, Hunter. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. I got two little girls.
All right.
Pretty good day.
I tell you, you made my morning already. How do I go on from here? Because that's absolutely awesome. How you girls doing?
Good.
Awesome. Remind me, what grades are we in now?
First grade.
Oh, man. Is school going well?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You girls are incredible. Hey, what's going on in the world today? What do we got going on? Extracurriculars? We got birthdays? Or we got any kind of activities? What's going on in y'all's world besides school?
We're going to school.
Just going to school. Well, yeah.
This weekend we're going to the Sail Club. Duck Hunt.
Oh, now that's going to be a lot of fun. You can't beat that. Have y'all been there before?
No.
Oh, first time. Well, do me a favor. I need you to call next week and let me know how it went, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And then remind me, how old are I get to keep up with birthdays. I get lost sometimes. How old are we now?
Eight.
Oh, my goodness.
Six.
Eight and six. Well, you're precious as the day is long, sweeter than 6 acres of strawberries. And I want to tell you one other thing before I let y'all go, too, okay? Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. I hope y'all have a pretty, 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 pretty good day today.
Do you believe in miracles?
Oh, Lord.
I didn't hear what you said.
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes,
I do. I saw the hockey. I saw that it was a miracle to me. Did y'all watch it? Y'all watch the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. USA, USA. Hey, are y'all gonna call me next week and let me know how the weekend went? How about that?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Pretty, pretty good day today.
Have a good day, sir. Appreciate
all right.
It.
See y'all. I'm gonna tell you, the day can't get better than that.
That's fun right there.
8-6. The day can't get any better than that. But we'll try. Segment two with Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, it's good to be back with you and Harper today here in the Upcountry Fiber Studios. I always count it a privilege and a pleasure. I want to give a little shout-out to my new friends Aaron and Kendall over at the Tip Top Cake Shop here in Easley. Met them yesterday. Also, some sad news yesterday, Mickey. I was visiting with some of the great folks at the Pickens County Sheriff's Department. And prayers go out to the Rackley family. Deputy India Rackley passed night before last from cancer. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Pickens County Sheriff's Department and especially with India's family. She had served in the military and then I think has been in law enforcement the last 4 or 5 years. So a big loss for Pickens County this week. But, Mickey, yesterday when we were here, you know, my times with you now are a little bit jumbled up, but I get to be with you every now and then. And we were talking about Clemson's broadcast on Sunday, the different broadcasts, and how they had to make choices about where the cameras were going to be. And they're tough decisions sometimes. I think we're going to have a little bit more of that this coming weekend with baseball and women's basketball and softball and some things. But, hey, we'll work through that, and we'll be thankful for all of the opportunities we get to hear. But when we were talking about that yesterday, I talked about briefly about how I loved the fact when I was a kid, I got to see every Braves baseball game on the Superstation, WTBS, coming into my living room every
dun,
night.
Dun, 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 dun. Braves baseball, dun, dun, dun. You know, Chief Nakahoma out there on the mound, Ernie Johnson. You had Skip Carey.
Pete Van Weer,
the professor.
Let's go. Yeah. And it was just, it was something you could count on. And now these days, up until now, we've had to find the Braves on just, hey, find them where you can. Pay for these 15 different streaming services. Hey, you got to have this. You got to have that. But yesterday, right after the show, it was so funny. It was announced that the newly created network, Braves Vision, is going to be ready for the 2026 season. I'm so excited about this. I'm sure it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to be able to have this service. But the fact that the Braves are taking ownership of their own broadcast, I think this is awesome. Now, what facilitated this? Why did this have to happen? Of course, the Main Street Sports Group, some of them may know better as the FanDuel Sports Network. Braves parted ways with them because, from what I understand, there were some rights payments that had been scheduled that didn't get paid. Ah, not too fun there. But the Braves decided that they were parting ways with them and now are going to start their own Braves Vision for the 2026 season. Now, we were already aware, and of course, last year, you know, the Roar was able to start carrying the Braves in certain games. Obviously, sometimes Clemson athletics take precedent over that. But we got to hear a lot of Braves games right here on the Roar last year. That will continue, as announced yesterday also, that we'll continue to hear the Braves right here on the Roar.
That's
so
great.
Looking forward to that. Our good friend, Mr. John Hennis, let us know that yesterday. So that's awesome. But this Braves Vision I mean, what do you think about this, Mickey? I mean, is this something, is this a trend that we'll see from other major league teams?
Do you remember about, you might not have been with me one of these days, about a month ago, I had a whole, probably 2 hours of, I think that what we'll eventually get to is Clemson and South Carolina and Georgia and Florida State and Indiana and Ohio State, all we'll just produce our own shows, our own games, and distribute their own games and sell their own advertising and not split it with anybody else. And you have to go to ClemsonTigers.com or whatever your smart TVs can go to and watch it on platforms or something like that. I thought that's where it was headed to. Like, why split when you can take all and just do it all in-house? And apparently that's what the Braves are going to be doing here. Now, what I don't know, you can have customers on Braves.tv, but does that how do you get to that? Is it got to be on a smart TV? Can you watch it? Like, can I get DirecTV people? Can they go to a certain DirecTV channel?
Now, I think some of that's going to be coming through MLB.com.
Right. So, does you go through MLB.com on your app, on your television? How's that going to go? You know what? I don't mind when I have to go to different platforms. Like, when ESPN was down, I'm a YouTube TV guy. Will I have a YouTube TV station with just the Braves on there? Or will I have to go to a different app? The only hard part of that is if I'm switching between games or switching between something else, then I got to close the app out, pick it back up, and
that's
all that.
True. That's why you just need to stay on the Braves and not worry about those other teams, Mickey.
Especially
the ones up north that you are wearing the hat from today. I mean, why waste time on them and just stay focused
just
on the one
class.
App for the
just want to see class and winning and doing it the right way. But I don't know how that's going to work yet. But with that said, I think it could be a win. Obviously, Major League Baseball, and they're gonna produce. For is it 14 teams that they're going to do for this year, and the Braves and Angels have opted out of that. It's not a for sure winning deal there. If it was, then the FanDuel people would have made more money and would have been able to go about it and do it the right way. I'm not sure what happened there. It's been a mess for about the past 10 years, and then not knowing where they're on and where if they're not on or not, and how to find them and all. It used to be easy. I've said this many times, the fan is just being left out of all this and how you go about it. But if you can get me with one app on my smart TV, does that include everybody? I mark my words, we'll get phone calls here on the station very early on, and they will say, hey, how do I get the Braves? I can't get the Braves. What do I get the Braves?
Yep.
You know, just like the Clemson baseball stuff, we can still get some of that. So it's just, you got to retrain your audience.
Now, let me ask you this, Mickey. Could it be that Clemson kind of took the lead on this a few years ago when they brought all of their production and broadcasts in-house with the Clemson Athletic Network? You remember there were days in the past where there was Learfield was involved, and then what was the company after Learfield?
Tiger Properties or something. Or
there Clemson was another,
there's one of those in there. Yeah, I think that's kind of a model that a lot have done. You know, you had the Longhorn Network, and it was 24 hours a day of Texas stuff. You have the Yes Network, the Yankee stuff. You see some of those that have done that. MLB TV, NBA TV, you got the Tennis Channel, Golf Channel. You got all those. You're trying to do all those as well. But fact of the matter is that it's obviously not easy. Regional sports networks aren't easy. And how you go about it and how Major League Baseball sets it up, I'm glad I don't know a lot about that at this point in time. But we'll try to get maybe to the bottom of it and see what it looks like and how you're going to find it. I'm sure they'll be rolling out information about how Braves fans can do all this. What will be nice is to have it when it is set and you can know it and it's constant and the fans can navigate it.
And you know, I think that Braves president and CEO Derek Schuller must have been listening to our show yesterday.
Yeah.
Because his quote says – back under the control of our organization, generations of Braves fans were raised watching games on a network that shared ownership with the baseball team. Obviously, he's talking about TBS.
Yes.
And, you know, in the afternoons when I'd get home from school, Mickey, I would watch Space Giants.
Oh, man, now you're talking about something else. You'd have to watch the Banana Splits during rain delays.
Oh, man.
And you had to watch the Monkey Guys.
I mean,
that would do.
Let's go back. Let's take it all the way back in the day.
I want the Monkees to do like Gone with the Wind and the Move of Their Mouth or Braveheart. Remember those things? Remember all those?
Yeah.
Or the Banana Splits. Remember you had to do some of that during the rain delays and all?
Yeah.
Three Stooges were you on after?
Space Giants was my favorite because it was the Japanese family that would turn into rockets.
You had to have all that on there. But the fact is, like, there's still so many details we don't know and how this is going to work.
Yeah, they'll get it figured out, and it's going to be exciting. Now, the Palmetto Sports Network right here in South Carolina through Gray Media, they're going to be carrying some Braves games this year as well. In fact,
Spring training games.
Yeah, Gray Media is carrying all 15 of the spring training games. So this gets me more fired up about baseball. If you're a true fan of one team, this takes us closer to the place where you will have one location where you can see your team. And like you said, you mentioned it before, I think we're going to see a lot of teams move into this model. I hope they'll make it affordable. I hope it's not something that
maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not sure you're going to have to pay for this.
Well, there will be an on-air option, but it won't be all the games. But if you want to see – now, they're not saying all 162 games. Right now they're saying 140 games.
Yeah, but my thing is, Mike, if you get the right advertisers on there, I'm not sure you're going to have to – I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Love that. I hope that's true.
Here's what I would do. Like, if it's me, I think it's easy to go out and sell – 5 contracts to Verizon and Pepsi and Apple and all that, then it is to go try to sell 20 million fans.
So you're talking about something like the Augusta National has done.
100%. Like what Clemson baseball is doing.
The Masters app.
Well, that's ESPN. You kind of pay for some of that. But, like, I go online and watch Clemson baseball, and I'm not paying for that.
That's right.
So you want – it's either or. You want to try to charge the customer, which is going to keep down participation, which is going to keep down advertising, or you want to, advertise and make it free.
I like it.
So I think I'd go the free route, and to me it's a lot easier to sell 3 yachts than it is to sell 500,000 bass boats.
So we're going to have some 2026 Braves vision instead of 2020 regular vision, and it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see how it develops.
Hopefully they're better than they were last year.
Oh, man, come on now. We do have some pitchers that are already – speaking of pitching news, they retained Chris Sale. I'm really excited about that, but we can get into that a little bit later.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mike, but if you want to go 76 and 86 again.
Now, Harper, who's your Major League Baseball team? Come on now.
I guess I would say the Braves.
Yes, you would say the Braves because we live in the region where – you're supposed to be a Braves fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
They're the only ones I've ever paid attention to, so.
Hold on. You had to pull for the team because where you live?
I mean.
We're landlocked that way? Like, we're geographically locked that way?
Does it matter that it's also the only, actual baseball game I've ever been to?
There you go. See? She's a true fan.
And Nikki, I have a T-shirt.
I've made us late to a break. We got some phone calls that are holding here, too. So I appreciate you letting me share a little bit about this exciting news for America's team.
Short break. Much more when you come back right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish filet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today. It's bow time.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com today.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
You got takes? We want to hear them. Get in on each of our shows on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line at 654-ROAR.
Here,
Mike.
Who we got here?
Got a little Chris Stapleton to wake you up this morning, Nick.
I like Chris Stapleton. Talented guy. Steel drivers guy. Love that guy. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Greer Flooring. I am going to get a chance to meet with Greer Flooring in March. I can't wait. It's going to be a great deal. Can't wait to get in touch with them, and they're going to come by and tell me what's going on at Greer Flooring. I'll learn more about hardwoods and tile and laminate and carpets and area rugs and warranties and installation teams and what all's going on, the new stuff. The technology is amazing. You talk about technology in a lot of fields. The technology right now in the flooring industry really is amazing, too. We love Greer Flooring, our friends at Greer Flooring Center. Check them out at GreerFlooringCenter.com and or GreerFlooring.com, and these good folks will help you in Greer. They'll help you in Easley and that Retail 2.0. Let them take care of you. You're going to love Greer Flooring Center. Let's get to some phone calls. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Bill's been very patient with us in the Electric City of Anderson. Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine this morning. I tried calling yesterday, but you got on the subject so late it was right at your end time.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry about that.
But you were talking about, you know, which coaches were, you know, top, you know, elite and all.
Right.
Well, a lot of that's judged by how well they recruit, of course. And the way I look at it, Clemson has gotten into a disadvantage in recruiting. It used to be, when kids came in, their recruiting, they made their decision based on the culture of the school, the coaches, the facilities, and the total atmosphere of the school. And Clemson takes a backseat to no one in that. But now the first thing they want to do is ask, how much am I going to get paid? And Clemson isn't a poor school, but they're by far not one of the richest schools around. And so I think that's the biggest difference in the recruiting at Clemson now and why it has taken a little bit of a drop.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. And remember, now if it comes down to that, you're talking about the size of your alumni base. Which this is a small school with a small alumni base, and your outreach and all that, and while they've take a lot of pride in the things they can do, but still so much of a smaller scale. Did you look at the number of living alumni at Ohio State or at Indiana or at Arizona State or someplace? You know, You're talking about this masses of people and having that many more resources. So, yeah, it is sad, and it is a direct correlation, I think, or fairly direct correlation between when that happened and Clemson football. And now Clemson football is coming from behind now rather than leading the pack in a lot of areas. There's no doubt about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, you still got some kids that decide on cult, make their decision based on culture or heavy influenced on culture, but still one of the main things they look at is the bottom line.
Yep, yep, no doubt.
And that's what I dislike about college football. Just college sports in general right now. Plus, the biggest thing that I think that's led to that I really dislike is you can't pull for a team that has continuity from one year to the next.
Right.
I know Brad Brunell has been a master at using the portal, but like you pulled for Clemson last year, then this year you got two players that you even recognized?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard as a fan. You know, when I was a kid, man, you'd sign Terry Allen. I wasn't a kid when that was that, but you'd sign Terrence Flagler, and you could get your Terrence Flagler jersey when he was a freshman, sophomore, or whatever, and he was with you for two or three or four years through all that, and number 3 or 4 or 5 years, and you know, you kind of got to follow him and his development. You kind of knew who he was, and. I remember seeing Terrence Flagler's dad at all these games. And now you just see these guys about once or twice. That's it. So it is hard. It makes it much more difficult to follow. No doubt about that.
Yeah. And you brought up Terrence Flagler. There's one thing about Terrence Flagler I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember this or not. But the first 3 years he was there, he probably led the nation in fumbles.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
He laid it on the ground a little bit and was behind some really good backs until Kenny Flowers got hurt that senior season. And then, Flagler turned it on.
His senior year, he finally learned how to hold on to the football and found out how really good a running back he was. But up until then, his freshman year, his fumble rate was just absolutely atrocious.
Yep. He got better. Him and Flowers and Flagler and Stacy Driver and all those guys. Man, what a backfield they had back then, huh?
Oh yeah,
good stuff.
And another one I remember that's sort of oddball is DeAndre McDaniel. He started off as a running back, but he was a good running back. And his stat that was really down was yards after contact. He would go down too easily. He would make three people miss, but the first person that would hit him, he would go down.
I don't remember that there, Bill, but I had to go back and
I just remembered that, but it just always seemed to me his yards after contact was not real good.
But
once he got on the defensive side, I mean,
that was it.
Yards after contact was also real low.
He switched it on. Bill, I appreciate the phone call as usual, man. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a great day today. On the phone call yesterday, and in case you missed it, go back and listen to it. Mike, correct me if I heard it wrong, because much like the caller, I think we hear what we want to hear. And my deal was, and I spent some time talking to people after the show about it, because it's a very interesting phone call. The caller called in and said I was too hard on Brownell and too easy on Backage. And to my answer is, and honest to goodness, man, like, I like Dabo, and I like Brad, and I like Eric. I really like these guys. And so it's hard to criticize. We talked about, you know, Ashby the other day, she went to high school with Christopher Vecina. And it's like, it's hard to criticize people that you really like, but you have to. But my point was that in those first 7 or 8 years of Brownell, I was more critical because they were going 16-15 and 13-18 and 17-14 and 17-16.
But the funny thing, Mickey, is when you asked him, tell me how I've been hard on Coach Brownell, he said, oh, no, I'm not saying you've been hard on him.
Yeah.
I think what he was trying to point out is that he feels there was a discrepancy between how you treat Coach Backich, I think you've been more than fair. And I think Coach Backich, in a lot of ways, proved that he is elite before he ever got to Clemson.
Yeah, and a couple things there. Number one is,
I should say, got back to Clemson.
That's right, right. It's a very good point. But number one is, you know, the Tigers, if they can make the tournament this year, that would be 5 out of 9 years. When Clemson goes to the NCAA tournament, you're not going to hear me complain. And when they win 20 games, which they've done now, this will be 4 consecutive years, I won't complain about that. Now, if you go, this sounds crazy, but if you go 16 and 15 or 13 and 18, like you did earlier, then you'll get some complaints. And I'm not saying there aren't reasons for that. I mean, obviously, there's a complicated, it's not just, there's the factors that went into all that. But when you go to Elite Eight and when you win 20 games and when you win 18 games in the league and 14 games in the league, then there's a lot less to criticize there. And again, this is not a friends thing. This is show business, not show friends. And fact is that Eric Backett and Clemson baseball, they've won 40 games all 3 years he's been here in the ACC championship. And Eric Backett, well, I talked about the total part of the elite part of it. But to your point, Mike, Eric Backett was elite before he got here. Backett won more games in Maryland than they've ever won. And then at Michigan, took them to the national championship, to the World Series finals, College World Series finals, and won 50 games at Michigan. And then you look at Clemson, you know, Clemson baseball and what it had come, you know, had become, they weren't winning 40 games. In Monty Lee's last 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons, now one was COVID. That's not fair. And I'm a Monty Lee fan too. It was hard to criticize Monty Lee because I really like Monty Lee. And I wouldn't have fired Monty Lee, and I was wrong because Backett is better than Monty Lee. But Monty Lee won 35 games, 25 games, and 35 games, and then the COVID year 14 games. But he wasn't winning 40 games. And then back, it's the first 3 years here, 44, 44, and 45, and hosting regionals and winning ACC championships and going to super regional. Like, that's something that wasn't happening. Monty Lee never took the Tigers to a super regional. And even then in the Jack Leggett years. And sometimes we misremember because Jack had a very good early part of his career. But in at the end of Jack's few years there, it wasn't good around here. Clemson, they went to the College World Series in 2010, and then they didn't make it out of a regional the last 5 years, and they only won, in the last 5 years, they won 40 games twice in 5 years. And Backett comes in and has won 40 games all 3 years so far. And in the last few years of Jack Leggett's career, they didn't win the ACC championship. Now, Monty won one, but Backett has done more in 3 years than those guys did in their last 4, 5, 6 years.
I think it's a fair point. And Backett is almost a quarter of the way to winning 40 games this year already.
Right. And let's say this, and as much as I like Eric personally, if he starts having bad years, then we'll criticize him. And Dabo, look, there is no bigger Dabo Swinney fan than me, but has anybody been more critical than me of Dabo here in the last year or two? This has nothing to do with anything other than those two things in those two columns. The number right below that W column and the number right below that L column. And when you host regionals and win tournaments and go to super regionals, when you go to college football playoffs and win ACC championships, win national championships, when you go to NCAA tournaments and make Elite Eights and win 20 games, you're not going to get as criticized as much. And so if you don't, then you do. And so I can't help that. I don't know what the caller was. I don't think he's wrong. The perception is different, but I just wanted to know. And the other part was got into what was elite and who's elite. And by the way, I only think there's about 8 men's basketball coaches that are elite. I think Dusty May's in there. I think John Shire's in there. I think Bill Self's in there. I think Tom Izzo's in there. There's, you know, Kelvin Sampson's in there. That was that point. But again, I'm saying the caller's wrong. I'm saying that, yeah, in the last 9 years, where have I been critical of Clemson basketball? Shoot, man, this is a glory run for Clemson basketball. Record-setting, unbelievable times for Clemson basketball. At the same time, the last 4 or 5 years in football, I've been critical of it because it's not what we were used to years before that. It's amazing, isn't it? That when Dabo's winning national championships, we don't criticize him. When he's when he's going 7-5 or 7-6, whatever it was this year, we're going to criticize him. And that's kind of a funny thing. Texter said, I missed it. Did you say you think Brad is elite? No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't think Brad is. I think Todd Golden's elite, as the Texter points out. I think Brad is a unbelievable. I think Brad's one of the top 15 coaches in America. My point is, I think there's only about 5 or 6 or 7 elite coaches in college basketball. And I think there's about 5 or 6 in baseball. I just think Eric Backes is one of those 5 or 6, is my point. And through all that, you know this, Noonan, Poppy, I mean, there's some elite around here. Hour number two, I'd love to hear from you. You're on hold. Hang on. Hour two kicks off right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.